You guys, I'm sure your coaching staff, yourself, your players, you're glad Friday's finally here.
Yeah, I know the boys are excited about it. You know, we had the long trip. We came up the North Platte last night, and then today made the trip down the Benkelman. So the boys are ready to rock and roll, and, you know, just glad it's finally here. The wait's over.
I take it this has been the longest trip of the year for you?
By far, yes.
Great season, Coach. 9-1. Going into the season, you had a pretty good idea with the kids coming back. This could be a pretty special group, and it certainly has been so far.
Yeah, you know, coming into the year, we had a few question marks just because we graduated a large class of 10 seniors last year. But we had a lot of guys returning that played a lot of football for us. Leadership was a question, and we have two phenomenal leaders in our seniors in Haven Stewart and Gage Walton. And those guys do a great job of keeping us focused. And, you know, we kind of have a group that maybe isn't the most physically imposing looking group, but they play with a physical tenacity that and kind of a chip on their shoulder. So I just love being around the group and how they play the game.
You've got some underclassmen that have really stepped up and played for you this year, haven't they?
Yeah, you know, we have Kobe Martins at quarterback. He's a freshman, stepped in. Gage started the year at quarterback and had an injury earlier in the season, but is back healthy. So we moved him to running back and receiver and kind of moved him all over the place, jack of all trades. But Kobe stepped in, and we got a ton of juniors that play a lot of football for us.
I was just going to ask you, is this junior class a pretty special class, isn't it?
Yeah, they're a fun group. There's 13 of them. You know, they're guys that played a lot of football, sophomores, Cohen Langenfelter, Braden Command, you know, Jager Fromm and Aiden Hamilton and Hunter Myers stepped up on the line for us huge this year. You know, those are big question marks, filling in guard spots, replacing two guys that have were four-year starters for us last year that graduated. So those guys came in and have played really, really well for us. And just watching them grow up this year, couldn't be more pleased with their performances.
Big win against their Central coach last week. Boy, the offense got going, 51 points. You gave it 22. And was that a game you got a chance to play a lot of kids as well?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of jumped on them early, so that part was good. And then and early in the second half, we got things rolling again. But we try and play 15 to 18 bodies a game anyways and try and rotate a lot of kids in and keep kids fresh because we like to play fast. We like to – we go no huddle. We're up tempo. We like to get things going and try and force teams to play our type of ball. So we just kind of rotate a lot of bodies in as it is.
Coach, I'm sure you've had a chance to watch plenty of game film on Dundee County Stratton. What about the Tigers, and what's got to be done to get a big road win for your club coming up again on Friday?
They're good. I mean, that's given at this point in time of the year, but I mean, this is a program that has tradition and has had multiple quarterfinals appearances. They're state champs a few years ago, so they've been here, they know it, they know how to get it done, and they're very well coached. They're probably the most athletic team that we have seen this year, athlete for athlete across the board. They're state track champs from a year ago, so those guys are all fast, and on the football field, they're just as fast. So seeing them in person will be another thing, and getting to watch it live, but that's going to be something we have to be able to contain and be able to take away cutback lanes and things like that. And they got two dudes up front, Diaz and Horn. I mean, they're big kids, and they're going to cause issues, so we got to make sure that we take care of the line of scrimmage first, and we really have to contain their athletes.
They compare to any of your teams you played already this season, kind of a similar, you know, type of team.
I mean, first round of playoffs, Alma, I would say, was very good athletically speaking, and I would say probably similar to like an EV, which they played in the playoffs too, athletically speaking, but I think they probably have a little bit of edge and speed and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's going to be a tall task for us.
Well, it seems like this group of kids, Coach, last couple of years, you've had a pretty good run, and hopefully in the future, I mean, there's no stopping even after this year is done. You got a pretty good group of kids. Of course, the junior class is going to help you next year, but numbers pretty good as you get to some of the other classes coming up for you.
Yeah, I mean, we've had two bubble classes. I would say last year's seniors, we had 10. This year's juniors, we have 13. But all the other classes, we're looking at that solid 7 to 10 range, 9 range. And we have really solid numbers in our youth football program as well. So excited for the future, where we're headed, and just happy with the program we have in place and the culture we have set.
And what a quarterfinal Friday this is going to be. Well, you got four solid games in this class that are going to be pretty fun to watch.
They are. A lot of traditionally good teams from the last few years and a lot of great matchups that are going to be fun to see the outcomes of.